This is really bad. I knew we shouldn't have done this. How are we supposed to shut down the power without access to the current? Fuck. I'm trying to stay calm, but we are so far out of our depth on this one. Whoa. Watch your step. The friction's all wonky in this place. Here, hang on to the railing. Let's just keep going down to the electrical room and see what we can figure out once we get there. We crept down the stairs, trying to be as quiet as possible. We opened up the door to the electrical room, its identity given away by the din of the machinery inside. When we opened the door, we saw that Cody and Maggie had been performing their function in the plant very well. Peering into the room, we saw nothing but blackness, an absence of light so complete it felt like a physical thing. Their dominance was proving extremely useful in this operation. Hey, Cody, Maggie, we're gonna need some light in the electrical room. We're down in the stairwell. You have a visual? They were watching over the operation from inside the security room. When the light came back into the room, it was sudden and jarring. We had to continually watch our footing to avoid slipping. The closer we got to the basement level, the stronger the effect of the leaking dominances. Our feet were leaving small impressions in the concrete floor, as though the concrete had become soft, like loose earth. As far as we could see, the electrical room was empty. Perfect. We walked through the room looking for a switch or a big plug to pull out of the wall. No such luck. I don't know what to touch without getting fried. Do you have any ideas? You wandered off to check for some kind of control panel. This room was a labyrinth of passages between machines and gray electrical boxes. Apart from just pushing buttons and pulling switches at random, I didn't know.
Ah, fuck!
I came scrambling back to find you.
Come on, this way, come on. Stay low. This way. Stop. Come on. This way. Stop. Stop. Cody, Maggie, lights out now.
Everything went dark. We felt along the wall, we found the door, and exited the darkness like it was a curtain. Dashing up the stairs as fast as we could, I found myself limping, but you pulled me on.
What's your status, you two? What the hell happened?
We ran into some resistance in the electrical room. We don't have our dominance. This is so fucked, Cass.
Not so much as you might think. We've got Metalla cornered. Make your way down to the room where they're keeping the pairs, if you can. We can still make this happen.
Okay, we're on our way.
You don't sound so good. Do you need an extraction?
No. Let's just get these people out, okay? We'll be right there.
We found our way back to the lobby. As we shuffled into view of the pair keeping watch, we gestured for them to follow us into the basement. They fell into step behind us, their eyes scanning around. We reached the elevator and piled in. The lobby entered the same thick darkness as the two in the security room covered our descent. You touched my side where I had been hit.
Ah! Yeah, it hurts. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of weak. It's hard to focus. Let me just sit down for a sec. Oh!
As we got closer to the bottom, we felt something.
Oh my god. It's good to hear you, Breeze. We thought we'd have to do this without you.
We reached the bottom, and you helped me up.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. I got this.
We found Cass in the hallway. Two armored guards were lying unconscious by her feet. The other pair was behind her, using a torch to try to get through the now heavily barricaded door.
Good God, Wynn, you look like hell.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Metalla's locked himself inside. We're almost through. This is it, everyone. Steel yourselves.
The torch finished its work, and the bar holding the door clanged to the ground. We stepped out of the elevator to find the slippery, spongy feel of the floors and walls was even more pronounced. Our feet sunk down a few inches with every step. The ceiling was sagging. Things were really coming undone down here. I limped beside you, my arm around your shoulders for support. We rounded the corner to the room where the pairs were being held. What we saw, we didn't expect. The pairs were free already. They were huddled in a mass in the center of the room, covered in thin, metallic-looking blankets. Moving about the entire room were sprigs. They were frantic, zipping around, trapped here from Grayson's experiments with the portals. Where is Grayson?
I don't know. Keep your eyes open. This is a trap. I have no doubt about it.
Great. This is going swimmingly. We pressed further into the room. The effect of the uncontrolled dominances was in full force inside. It was cold. We could see our breath. The walls, ceiling, and floor were deformed, like they were made of clay by unpracticed hands. We slipped along the floor as it deformed around our feet. And we were lighter sometimes. And we were heavier others. Reality was unraveling. We got closer to the pairs, this shivering mass. And as we did, I could see the form of someone hunched against one of the big glass tanks.
I'm sorry.
It was Grayson. His head was buried in his hands. I hobbled over towards him. He didn't look up when I approached.
It's too late. I tried to stop it. I didn't know. I didn't know this would happen. I set them free, but it turns out the portals were the only thing equalizing the pressure. It's all over. I'm sorry.
What does this mean, Grayson? What is all over? You have to help us. Help us, Grayson, please. He tilted his head towards me, very slightly, but didn't respond. He just sat there, unmoving.
God damn it, Grayson.
Oh, shit. I need to sit down. Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay. We got this. Cass took the first group and extracted them through Fisher.
Well, we did it. I don't know what I was so scared of. Hey, come here. There's something I should have told you before. I
The doors flew open again. The security force had finally caught up with us. Gunfire rang out through the room. The others took cover behind some of the machinery, and the rest of the captured pairs gathered themselves behind one of the portal housings.
Shit! Listen! Listen! Come here. Come close. You're gonna do... You're gonna have to do this next part alone. On board with this? Thanks, buddy. Listen to me. Breach and I are going to fuse, okay? Shh. Shh. There's no time to work. It's gonna hurt like hell for you. But you'll have power enough as a solo to get out of this alive. And that's all I care. That's all that Breach cares about. We've got your back, remember? I know it's scary. But you've always been the brave one between us. I am so happy that I met you. I love you. Goodbye.
I returned to find you with your back to a smashed-out tank, bullets flying by. I took cover immediately. Something was different. Wynn was gone. I watched you rise to your feet. The sprigs circling the room suddenly flocked to you, riding the currents under your command. I could see the pain in your face. It was a pain I knew all too well. You were a solo now, like me. The sprigs were in a frenzy around you. I'd never seen power like this before. Breach was the only verse with power over currents, and you wielded that power expertly. The sprigs shot out towards the guards in a flurry of energy and light. The gunfire ceased immediately, as strange, plant-like structures grew from the ground to bind them. It was a strange and beautiful sight. The breakdown of reality was reaching a critical point. With the shutdown of the portals, I had seen the effect spread well outside the city, and it was growing rapidly. We hadn't much time. Our universe was crumbling. There was nowhere left to go. Matala was right. It was too late. I looked at you, and you met my eyes. Understanding passed between us. We had to leave our universe behind. I would take as many as I could through Fisher, and you would escape into Breach. I nodded to you and watched as you dropped into Breach, the stream of sprigs following you inside. It was goodbye to everything.
There you were. But what had happened to Breach? Poor Breach. Poor Bond. It hurt to look in, but I needed to know. Everything inside was gone. Breach was in chaos now. No life. No life and no Bond. You were sad. Breach was your friend. Breach was my friend, too, and now he was... different. Broken. You were different now. Unbound. But you brought Spriggs with you. The missing Spriggs. The Spriggs, they don't go into chaos, but here they were. They followed you. Something about you. The Spriggs were so excited, swirling around you. I recognized this. Spriggs are life. Spriggs can turn the chaos into order. They can bring back whatever you could imagine because they rode on your currents. You were so amazing. I could see you wanted to make everything all over again. You had lost so much. Everything gone. Bye-bye. Your verse couldn't stay forever, not without its mind. That beautiful mind. You could make anything you wanted with the Spriggs. I knew what you wanted.
You did it. You really did it. Thank you. Began the work of building a new home together. Here, we could create whatever we could imagine. And we did. We forged a world just for us. We started with a little home in the countryside, a view of mountains in the distance, a garden of flowers and impossible colors. Fantastical creatures just outside the door. A cool living breeze that never seemed to stop. It was a paradise. We knew that this couldn't be all we'd ever need or want, but it was a start. I'm glad it was with you.